Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Dominic Monaghan, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Right on.
Good morning and welcome, welcome.
Thank you. First things first, let's get out the Sharpie and sign someone's chest.
Oh,
whose
yes.
chest was that?
Mocha's.
Let's do this.
Mocha, get over here. Let Dominic sign your
really
chest, dude.
Come on,
chest.
Stop
Mocha,
messing around.
Mocha forgot to bring in any... No, your chest. It's got to be your chest. We
come
said
on.
Chest.
My chest?
You didn't think
let's
he would do it,
boobs.
But he's going to do it. Over.
Let's,
come
let's
on.
Let's do this.
Do it.
Come
Mocha,
on.
Walk around. Just walk around.
You
be a fan.
You know you want to.
You know you want to.
Okay, hang on. Can I say something?
What?
I didn't trim.
Doesn't
that's
matter.
All right. I've seen hairier things before.
He was in Lord of the Rings, for God's sakes. This man knows hair.
Have you seen my feet?
All right. Walk what? Around here. Come
yeah,
around.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, my around. God. What
yeah,
is
this
that?
This is great.
That
okay, is... Mocha's taking off his headphones.
Don't laugh at my undershirt.
He rarely
I'm
comes
immediately
around
regretting
the side
of my room. Decision.
What happened was Mocha forgot to bring in anything Lord
dude,
of the Rings.
Were you in a, terrible car accident? What happened?
Shut up!
Oh, this is awful. I'm losing the will to
Dominic
live.
Dominic Monaghan is signing right in the center of Mocha's
make
chest
that a tattoo,
right now.
Dude.
Look at that. That's
go.
Brilliant. You look
grinning
like a thug now.
Ear to ear.
Thank you so much.
All right.
How often do you get that, bro?
Signing chests?
Yeah.
It's usually women, to
right,
be fair.
I know.
But,
I know.
It has happened. I think people do it as a joke more than anything else. Like, do it and I'll show my friends type thing. I don't think it's ever that serious.
Do you get a lot of fanboys?
Yeah, I get some fanboys for sure. Yeah. That's all nice, positive people.
Yeah.
You know, I have people that say it must, you know, that must get on your nerves when people approach you and stuff. But I mean, it's such a fantastic thing for someone to come over and say, hey, I saw that job that you did and I really enjoyed it. You know, I mean, if you were a carpenter and a plumber and someone chased you down the street and said, hey, I saw that job you did on number 13. Yeah. And it was such a fantastic piece of work. Like, you'd be stoked.
The drywall in my condo is incredible. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Sign my chest.
So it's always really positive.
Yeah.
Dude, so tell us about this new show. So is it basically you going around to different places, remote places right around the world looking for the most interesting, most disgusting bugs in the world?
You almost did it when, apart from when you said disgusting, but everything else was totally on it. Yeah,
because when you think about bugs, you think about, you know, like spiders and roaches and.
Right. Well, spiders aren't bugs. That's a really bad start.
Oh,
but,
wow, Mocha.
They're arachnids, obviously.
Okay.
That's an invertebrate, not an insect. Sorry to sound like a complete geek at this point. This is how I holiday. You know, like I holiday by looking for an animal that I'm interested in, and then I'll go to that particular place, obviously land in a capital city, meet up with a guide, and then, you know, I'll head towards a place, but usually get kind of swayed off the path, and they'll say, you don't want to go there, you should go here and see this instead.
Yeah.
So my pitch to these networks was, look, why don't we kind of have you guys follow me around in the way that I take holidays, and we have a target animal that we look for every week. It's not always an insect, but it's usually an invertebrate or a reptile or something like that. And what I'm attempting to do is change people's ideas about how they feel about these slightly nightmarish, cliched animals, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think most people think that they can't have experiences with them, but I can have really profound, amazing experiences with them. It's you know, it's really just all about respect, you know? I mean, if you're respectful towards an animal, they'll tend to be respectful back. And you can break some of those myths that, you know, spiders and snakes don't wake up in the morning and go, I gotta get a human today, I gotta get one. They just don't think in that way, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that people will start to realize that they're amazing animals. And also insects in general are the most important animal on the planet.
I think there's only two guys in this world that could do this show. Somebody like you who's a movie star and really rich, or somebody who lives in their parents' basement is a complete disappointment to the family. You know what I mean? Like, there's no middle guy in there. It's either you or that other guy.
I'm very, very lucky to be in a position where, you know, a network will listen to some of my kind of flights of fancy. And this is an obsession. I mean, people have been asking me why I do it. I mean, I'm obsessed by the natural world. I'm obsessed by animals. I'm inspired by them. Mm. It could have very easily been a show about Manchester United, or it could have been a show about music, other things that I'm obsessed by. I just happen to think that networks have space for an animal show. Because unfortunately, you know, obviously Steve Irwin died, and there's a gap, and David Attenborough's career is slowing down, and there's a gap, and Bear Grylls is slightly different from what I do.
He drinks his own pee.
He certainly does, and he sleeps inside candles, which is just weird.
Dominic Monaghan is here at 7:10. It's the Roz and Mocha Show. On this new show, have you ever found when you were filming the show that you went into a situation where you were going to go and do the show on an animal that you had never seen before, and you were actually terrified, but then when you got into that situation, you were like, oh, this ain't so bad.
You know, I'm not scared of animals. There's not an animal that I'm scared of. If I were to approach a tiger or a great white shark, I'd be extremely respectful and cautious. But I'm not scared of those animals. The thing that I have an issue with is heights.
Yeah.
And we just got back from Malaysia, where I was looking for the giant Malaysian honeybee, which lives very high in trees, and I had to scale 130 foot up into a tree, and there was a moment there the night before where I thought, I honestly am not sure if I'm going to be able to do that. But the interesting thing about fear is if you continue to face it, it starts to fade.
Yeah.
And I found that it had started to fade when I climbed that tree.
Who's paying for the show? Are you paying for the show, or did you find a backer?
No, what are you, crazy?
Are you making money off this show? Are you making money off this show?
We'll see. I mean, I obviously
But is that the goal, or is the goal to just do a show?
No, the goal is to change people's ideas about
right.
animals.
Right. You don't need the money from the show.
I could make money, more money, a little easier doing other
That's what
projects,
I'm saying.
You know? This is a passion project for me.
Yeah.
It's being paid for by, it's a co-production between OLN,
okay.
BBC America. And
You're not fronting your own money for this, though.
No, I'm not putting my own money out. Okay. No, what are you, crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. It started. It was just starting to get to that whole thing of where you were going to say, and that's why I emptied my bank account of all my Lord of the Rings money, and I'm going around the world.
Come
I'm like,
on.
How far are you going to take this love for insects?
No, not so.
Do you miss shows? Do you miss doing Lost? Do you miss doing stuff like that?
I don't really kind of look back on stuff too much. I mean, I had great times on all the projects that I've done, but I always feel like, you know, it's difficult to move forward when you're consistently looking back at stuff. So
yeah.
I'm happy in the place that I'm in right now, and I think there's better things in the future to come as well.
And I got to ask you, do you hate Matthew Fox? What's going on with that?
You know, I don't think I'm in a situation where I should continue to talk about that. You know, I mean, it's my Twitter site, you know. So
is that you on Twitter? You operate your own Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter site is Dom's Wild Things. So it's a place where people can come and find out stuff about the show and, you know, how I feel about life in general.
And about Matthew Fox.
There you go.
We'll talk about that.
Dominic Monaghan, thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to hang out on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you for letting me scale all over your chest.
The show is this fall on OLN. It's Wild Things. I can't wait to see this show, bro.
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome. Thanks, dude.
Thanks.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.